Time now for our Cyclone Insider with Voice of the Cyclones, John Walters. And John, a successful trip down to Manhattan, yet another offensive explosion for the Cyclones in the first half. We've put to bed all of those slow start rumors now by this point, haven't we?
I don't know how we couldn't have, because that was really the narrative for quite a while there for Iowa State, and deservingly so. They were getting off slow starts. But in the last four games, all against conference opponents, they have outscored their opponents by 100 points in the first half total. And, you know, when you have an average of a 25-point lead at halftime, and you had at least a 30-point lead in the first half of all four of those Big 12 games, two of them on the road, that's extraordinary. I mean, even Iowa State's best teams haven't done stuff like that. And so, you know, obviously these guys are coming out with a great sense of purpose right out of the gate. Who knows if this will continue? They're not going to lead every opponent by 25 at the half, but especially with what's coming up on the schedule. But if you can play good basketball coming out to start the game, it certainly puts you in a good spot to be competitive throughout the game and have a great chance to win in the end. And boy, that's what these guys are doing. They're really cohesive. They're really together. And it's fun to watch a team understand that they're better than the individual parts. Not saying the individual parts aren't great. Joshua Jefferson could be an All-American, should be. Milan Momcilovic could be an All-American. Tamen Lipsey could be an All-American. I mean, these are very good players. But I think they're better together, and I think they all realize that, and that's why it's so much fun to watch this team play, because they share the basketball really, really well and play together defensively too, play really hard, play for each other. And that's rare in college basketball these days. And you see teams that are kind of just going through the motions or trying to get their points so they can transfer on to the next school or, you know, whatever the case may be. You don't see any of that with Iowa State. These guys are doing exactly what they should be doing, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, John, it seems to be that that's a pretty standard situation for Iowa State to be in right now, and where the sum is greater than the parts. And I look at coaching. We've had, you know, Matt Campbell did that with the football team. Hopefully Rogers can continue that out there on the gridiron. But and TJ's done a great job with that here with the men's basketball team. Talk about Nate Heisey a little bit. One of those unsung heroes coming off the bench, had an excellent game on Sunday against Kansas State. Really got that team off to a strong start, three of five from deep.
Yeah, you know, Nate always contributes to winning. Like, he's a very good passer. He's a very good cutter without the basketball. He moves really well without the ball. He's an excellent defender. He's the captain of the defense. And so he's always going to contribute to winning, whether he's scoring 2 points or 11. But the other day he hit those first three threes, and I said, well, it must be February. Because last year he was 1-for-14 from three in January, and then he went 19-for-33 the rest of the season from three. And so the minute that calendar flipped, boom, here it's three in a row against Kansas State. Now hopefully that trend continues. But, man, what a big deal it is when he's scoring a little bit and making a couple threes, because it opens up the floor even more for the other guys. Obviously, Momcilovic has been hitting threes at a ridiculous rate. And the other guys have been pretty good three-point shooters, too. Jefferson's really improved in that area. As a team, Iowa State's shooting about 42% from three, which is ridiculous. It's second in the nation to only Yale. And so their ability to shoot the three really opens the floor and allows Joshua Jefferson and all those guys to do their things off the dribble, Tamen Lipsey. And Nate can be a huge part of that, but he always brings value. You know, he runs the floor really well, and he's so unselfish. He just doesn't care if he's the one scoring or not. Neat story on him. His sister is going to be representing the United States in Olympic hockey. She's on the Team USA hockey team, Taylor Heisey.
So, oh, wow.
Pretty cool for him. He's pretty proud of his sister, and a lot of cool stuff going on with Iowa State basketball right now.
Hard not to be proud of an Olympian, John.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, yeah. If somebody in my family was an Olympian, I think I'd be shouting that from the rooftops, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, John, you talk about the three-point shooting, and no offense to Yale and the Ivy League teams, but it's different when it comes to the Big 12, and Milan has made 5 of 9 threes look standard. I mean, that's just kind of what it's been for him.
He's having a ridiculous shooting season, and I even said that in the broadcast the other day, to borrow a line from our friend Jeff Joniak, an Iowa State graduate and the voice of the Chicago Bears, Milan Momcilovic, you are ridiculous, because he's making these shots, and the whole defense is designed to try to take him away. They know what he's going to too. So they're trying like crazy. But he's gotten so good at shot faking and then, you know, letting the defender fly by and then taking one step to his left or right and taking that three with accuracy. He's gotten really better at moving away from the basketball and improving the other parts of his game, and that's led to his confidence from the three-point line.
Last question.
To put his numbers in perspective, I think he's around 88 three-pointers right now on the season. I'm not sure the exact number, but it's right around that. Well, 88 is the number of three-pointers that Curtis Jones hit last year in an incredible three-point shooting season, and that was for the whole year.
Yeah.
I mean, Milan still got, you know, 12, hopefully 13, 14, 15, 16 games left, you know, and he's already hit 88. And then the second one I would put in perspective, he can miss his next 57 shots from the floor and still be a 40% three-point shooter. Now, we're not suggesting that or recommending it, but if he missed 57 in a row from three, he'd still be a 40% three-point shooter, which is kind of, you know, the standard of where a lot of players are trying to get is to 40%. And so it's absolutely crazy what he's doing. It's historic. And it's, he does it with such a fun personality. He's just a lighthearted, fun guy who doesn't take himself too seriously. And TJ's done a great job of bringing that out at him, just letting him be him. And he said when he's doing that, when he's just out there having fun and being goofy, that's when he's at his best. So each guy's personality is different, and TJ is really locked into that, and he allows these guys to be themselves, and that's why I think Milan's having so much success.
Really quick, one last question here for you, John. We've talked about, you know, Iowa State's gotten off to these fast starts now, these last four games especially. Now you get a little bit of a break here. You go from a Sunday game to a Saturday game. What part, you know, says, why would you give us the bye now? We're on a roll versus, you know, maybe now, you know, you get a little bit of rest, you get a little bit of that relaxation, and you get to just chill for a moment.
Well, I think the latter. I mean, because it is a long, long season. You start in July, you know, with practices and everything. It's a long, long year. So to be able to get a chance to get these guys off their feet for a few days is really good. And, you know, if they can, and you want to go into that kind of a situation with momentum. And Iowa State certainly is going into that with momentum. And now you get yourself ready for the stretch run. You know, it's February. These games count even more, and you're facing some great opponents. March is going to be super exciting. So get yourself geared up for a great stretch run where you're not going to get a break. And I think this could really do some good for this team.
Absolutely, John. Well, have a good call this weekend. The Iowa State Cyclones host the Baylor Bears. Tip off at 1 o'clock. We'll have pregame coverage starting at noon. John, have a great call this weekend. Thank you for joining us, as always.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's a whiteout, guys, so if anybody's going to the game, make sure you wear white.